Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Doesn't the human behavioral sciences often tout the superiority of humans based on our ability to use language? Within that group, there are also those who connect our superiority with our concept of time. Recently, an experiment was done that indicated that, in fact, dogs do remember. Hardly any surprise to anyone who's ever lived with a dog, but so it is. When this study was reported, the report used the phrase "in the moment" several times. That wasn't surprising because the idea of dogs living in the moment has been perpetuated for, it seems like, forever in psychology, because the most commonly used training methods also originated in psychology. The phrase "living in the moment" has also shown up in the training literature. But even though that may be, what people mean when they use this phrase can differ dramatically. When comparative psychologists who adhere to the in-the-moment belief about canine perception of reality use the term, they mean that dogs are incapable of memory. When trainers use the phrase, they may or may not agree. Some of them use the phrase in the same sense that many traditional philosophies and practices like yoga mean it. Human and non-human animals are not forced to live in the moment because they lack an awareness of the past or the future. They choose to put the bulk of their energy into what is going on around them now. So there we have it. We have living in the moment, which means basically you're a simple reflex arc, an animate being with no awareness of the past, no memory, and no awareness of the future, no awareness of the consequences of one's acts. And then we have the living in the moment, which does not preclude past and future awareness. It does not preclude intelligence, cognition, emotion. That living in the moment is a celebration. It's a choice to be in the here and now. And I have to admit that animals are doggone good at this. Especially dogs, especially cats, but I might say that simply because I spend the most time with them. They also have memories. They're also aware of consequences. They also know what's in the future to some extent. As I record this, I'm getting ready to go on a trip. And already my dogs are picking up the vibes of this. But for now, they're still living more in the moment. And when I do my yoga, that's what I try to focus on too, to increase my ability to live in the here and now. And I wonder what those psychologists would say if they came into this house when I was doing my yoga and they saw me there. Would they say I was no better than a dog because I was living in the moment? From what I know about dogs, cats, and a lot of other animals, I consider that a compliment. And if somebody told me that that made me incapable of being aware of the past or the future, I'd laugh at them. I'd laugh at them and tell them they really needed to get a life.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at mmalani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmalani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.